is expected to be delivered to the Intel site in New Albany on Sunday. Lincoln County State Representative Thad Claggett has been appointed chair of the Ohio House Technology and Innovation Committee. Claggett serves on a number of other committees, including the House Commerce and Labor Committees. We are closing in on the college football playoff national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Coach Ryan Day is impressed with the Fighting Irish.
Their coaching staff does a great job, got a lot of respect for their players and their coaches. And so this is going to be a complete battle, and we know that. So we've got to play our best game this season and the last one.
The two teams will meet next Monday night in Atlanta. A look at your weather forecast. Things warming up. 39 will be our high today with partly cloudy skies. Chance of rain tonight down to 33. Chance of rain, maybe some snow in the afternoon on Saturday. We'll reach a high near 38. It's 24. For Dave Doney, this is Casey Redman on Buckeye Country News.
Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Bree Ziegler sitting in for Dave Doney this morning, along with Joel Riley. Joel, how's your morning going?
I tell you what, it's so much brighter now with you here.
Aww.
And this group of young ladies that is before me here talking Girl Scouts. Cookie Drive is on.
Yes.
And I don't know a better time of the year.
It's alive. It's the perfect time of the year, yeah.
Yeah, so now I don't know if I've ever asked, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I got to go with Thin Mint.
Thin Mint.
That is my number one favorite, and the best part about that is if you put the Thin Mints in the freezer, they're even better.
Okay, well, you can just leave them outside today.
Yeah, I can just put them outside and just let the outside cold air make them nice and delicious.
Right on, right on. Well, with us right now, a couple of Girl Scouts, Kendra and Cooper and Kendra O'Reilly. So we're doubling the Kendras today. But Kendra O'Reilly, Director, Customer Care and Retail, Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. I want to start with you. I got to tell you, Kendra, you look amazingly well-rested. You look good and fresh. And with the millions of cookies that are about to come, I suppose you got to be well-rested for this time of year.
Yes, because in about 3 weeks or so, there will be thousands upon thousands of boxes of cookies descending upon Central Ohio.
I got to tell you, I mean, we talked to you in the past, but I don't think people really understand because, you know, the average household maybe buys a couple boxes of cookies. I mean, maybe it's, you know, Girl Scout knocking on the door and going, hey, you want to buy cookies? And it's like, you have a good feeling about that. So you buy a box of Samoa, some Thin Mints, you know, whatever's new and that kind of thing. But if you pull it back, how big an area is the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland?
Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland covers 30 counties in central and southern Ohio.
So 30.
We start up a little further north of Franklin County, Marion and Mansfield, mm-hmm. and go down to the river to Gallia, Scioto, Adams County.
Okay, so I mean, I know there's about 8 million people that live in Ohio. So if you do the extrapolation, you know, Franklin County in there, you're talking about 4 million or so potential buyers. How many cookies, just honestly, how many cookies do you handle during the cookie sale?
We, as a council, will sell over 1 million boxes of cookies. And I know, that's really hard to wrap your mind around.
Well, I mean, you know, we live in a day of Amazon and Walmart and Uber Eats and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that must be overwhelming when 1 million boxes of cookies show up and you've got to get them distributed out to all the people that bought.
We have a great team of staff and volunteers that actually manage that whole distribution process and the logistics. And they have it down to a science of how to get the cookies to the girls, how to get them to the volunteers, to get them from the warehouse mm-hmm. to the volunteers.
Yeah. So, I mean, the procedure, because if I remember right, there's two bakeries that bake Girl Scout cookies?
There are two bakeries in the country. And the bakery that serves Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland is Little Brownie Bakers, and they're based out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. So the cookies originate in Louisville. And then where's the drop-off point for you here?
We have a couple of warehouses in Franklin County that's kind of where they come, and then we stage them from there to go out to our various locations.
Okay, and I mean, in my mind, and again, I hope this is not wildly stereotypic, but it just seems like there would be rows and rows and rows of moms and minivans picking up cookies. Is that about how it works?
Yep, that's just about how it works.
Okay, and so that's it, but I mean, like a big seller, like, you know, we're going to talk to the scouts that are here in a minute, but like, how many cookies does the average Girl Scout sell? How many boxes?
Our per girl average is around 120 boxes of cookies.
Okay. So that's doable for an average minivan or something like that. So do the girls usually, are they usually in tow as well? Or is it like they kind of are the final distribution?
They're kind of the final distribution. When our volunteers come to pick up the cookies at our cookie drops, we encourage them to come two people and an empty minivan or an empty whatever vehicle they bring.
Yeah.
Because most of our troops have 10 to 12 girls in them, average. Some more, some less. And when you times that by 120 some boxes of cookies, that adds up really quickly. Like Kendra and Cooper's troop, it's quite large. And I'm guessing they their volunteers probably come with something bigger than a minivan.
Yeah.
We've done U-Hauls. We do have troops that will rent a U-Haul so that they can do it in one vehicle. U-Haul is always very friendly to our troops.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
When it comes time for cookie pickup.
So I got to tell you, the Scouts, I mean, this is impressive to me. Cooper, I want to start with you, if that's okay. You've been in Girl Scouts since preschool.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you've been a Girl Scout for how many years?
9.
Okay. So have you sold cookies each of those 9 years?
Yes.
Okay. When you look at your troop, because your troop's a little bigger than the average, is it like a competition within your troop, like who can sell the most cookies?
Not really. We're all just like trying to achieve the same goal.
Okay. And what is the goal?
To go to the Mall Lock-In, Mad Mud Challenge, and to day camp.
Okay. So walk me through. Let's start with the day camp. What's an average day camp like?
So my mom runs it with her partner, Amanda, and so we'll do like a bunch of different like crafts and games. So like me and Kendra are both like old enough so we can actually help out with like the littler kids.
Okay. So, and again, I don't know how old you are, but you seem like you might be one of the littler kids to me. What grade are you in?
7th.
You're in 7th grade. And you have all this experience. You're small in stature. I think we can agree on that. Do the younger girls pay attention to you?
Yeah, because I can be very loud.
Okay. I gotcha. Now, Kendra, let me ask you, because you also started at a young age. You started in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And you've been a Girl Scout for how many years?
9 years.
9 years. So if I do the math right, that puts you in 9th grade?
8th grade.
8th grade. Okay, I messed up. So is day camp one of the exciting times for you as well?
Yeah, I really like day camp. I like working with the younger girls a lot, and they tend to cling towards the helpers that, you know, come to day camp, like the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
They like them a lot.
Okay. And why do you think that is? And is that a part of why you got into it? I mean, was there, when you were in kindergarten, was there an older girl that you knew that was in Scouts and you're like, hey, I'd kind of like to be like her and gravitate that way?
I don't really remember like working with like older Scouts when I was in kindergarten, but I just kept doing Girl Scouts, and when I got to work with the younger girls, I really enjoyed it and being with them.
Very cool, very cool. Now, Cooper, you mentioned a couple other things as to, you know, goals for selling the cookies. I don't recall. What was it? A mud something?
A Mad Mud Challenge.
A Mad Mud Challenge. Okay, walk me through. What's the Mad Mud Challenge?
So, you get, like, dressed in clothes that you're definitely ready to, like, get rid of. And, so there's an obstacle course, but it's, like, all muddy.
Okay.
And there's, like, some where you have to run across, like, a lake. You have to go in a pit that's, like, up to your waist of just, like, muddy water.
Okay.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
There is, like, halfway through, there's a slide where you can, like, clean off, but there's definitely a lot of mud in there.
Yeah. So there's no real cleanup at the end. It's just once you're done, the clothes are gone.
Well, there's like a lake that you can kind of like clean up in. But again, it's muddy from all the girls that do it.
Right. And then what was the third thing you said?
The Mall Lock-In.
Okay. And where's the mall?
We don't know. It's like different each year.
Okay.
It's been at like the Polaris Mall, the Indian Mound Mall.
Very fun. Very fun. Lock-ins are fun. Now, before we got on the air, I talked to you both about some of the great experiences. And Kendra, I know you both said the same thing, but the wilds is something. Is that something that is a part of the Girl Scout experience? Do all Girl Scouts get to go to the wilds, or is that something special that you guys do?
Well, not all Girl Scouts get to do it. We chose to do it, and we also did like different Girl Scout activities. I know we helped with the badge, and we went on a night hike while we were there, and we looked at the stars and stuff, and I'm pretty sure we saw a satellite, if I recall.
That's pretty cool. So being at the Wilds, my wife and I have been there. Did you camp in the yurts?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun experience.
Yeah.
So did they have heaters in there? Did you have fires? Walk me through that experience of being there in the day and the night.
Well, there were heaters, but it did still, like, get a little cold. It was in September.
Okay.
So it wasn't like the best weather, but it wasn't the worst weather. We had a campfire before we went to bed, so we kind of warmed up with that, and we had s'mores and stuff.
Gotcha. And I assume that the Girl Scout cookie sales is what funds all this stuff.
Yeah, Girl Scout cookie sales basically funds like every activity that we do.
So tell me about that, because a lot of people don't really gravitate toward sales positions, like where you're out knocking on the door and, hey, I've got this product, and are you interested to buy? Do you feel like in your 9 years of Girl Scouts that has become something that you just tolerate? Or is Girl Scout cookie season exciting because you know what it means to the rest of your year?
It's very exciting because I know that all the money that we get from selling Girl Scout cookies will come towards our troop, and we'll be able to do fun stuff like that. And I've definitely tried to, you know, sell more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cooper, same thing for you? I mean, you feel like it's an exciting time to be a Girl Scout?
Yeah. It's really fun because you can like go out in booths and like a bunch of people that like might not have known that it was happening could like just get cookies.
Okay, I gotcha. So Kendra O'Reilly is with us as well, Director of Customer Care Retail for Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. Walk me through, because I know sometimes I see what I think are called show and sells, which is you actually have cookies out in front of like a Walmart or a Kroger and people can actually pick them up. But for people that don't go out and shop because everything can be delivered at your house now, and for, you know, neighborhoods that don't have Girl Scouts going door to door, how can people buy cookies? I'm sure there's a way.
There's a couple of different ways that you can get Girl Scout cookies outside of those cookie booths that will start in the about the second week of February.
Okay.
You can give our Girl Scout Council a call, and our staff can help connect you up with a Girl Scout if you don't know one. The phone number is 800-621-7042, or you can visit our website, gsoh.org, click on cookies, and there's an area where we have what we call our cookie finder, and you can give us your information. We can help get you those cookies. Find
that
a Girl Scout in your community.
Who doesn't love the sound of that, a cookie finder? Where's that? Can that work in the middle of the night if I need it?
It sure does. You can do that at 2 in the morning in your PJs if you need to.
I love it.
That's something we need to have Dave do.
I think the cookie finder is definitely in our future.
Yes.
For sure. We're talking Girl Scouts. It's cookie season is on, but there are all kinds of ways to plug in. Operation Salute is a cool thing, and they have a STEM center in the western part of Franklin County that I know we've got some good news about as well. So a quick break. Back with more. It's Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Bree Ziegler, Joel Riley with the Girl Scouts, and we got partly cloudy skies, but of course it's always a great day when we have guests in here, Joel.
Absolutely. Every day is a good day to buy cookies, and the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland are here now. Scout Kendra, I got to ask you, because you said sales started first of the month, and it goes through the end of March. How are cookie sales been for you so far this year?
They've been pretty good. I've hit up my teachers and a couple of other students in my grade that have wanted cookies, mm-hmm. and I get the money from them, and I put them down on the the order form.
Right. And so, and because you've been a Girl Scout for so long, I mean, are there people that come to you like, hey, you're a Girl Scout, right? I need cookies.
There has been a couple times, but not that many. Once I start, like, actually giving people the order form, then people come up to me and want to buy cookies.
I'm sure. It seems like an easy sell for people that have done it before. Now, Cooper, I got to ask, because I saw this thing called Operation Salute. And if I understand it right, this is a way to get cookies to our military people. Walk me through. What do you know about it?
So if you buy a box for Operation Salute, like the council will get it and they'll like deliver it to like the army and stuff. So like for every box you buy, that's like a box donated for like for Operation Salute. That's like a box donated for them.
Yeah. So as a part of when you're out selling, is that something that you mention? Like, hey, do you know somebody in the military? We can supply them with cookies.
Not really, but some people still, like, because they don't want to buy cookies for themselves, so they'll buy it for Operation Salute.
Right. But see, that's, I was talking during the break there. My wife is in a kind of a high-profile position where a lot of young ladies are in, and she says, you know, I can't buy, I mean, I'd love to buy from everybody, but that's the thing. I mean, at some point, I mean, you know, just being responsible to your own diet. I mean, there's a critical mass number where enough cookies are enough cookies. So it's nice that you have that opportunity. Right on. Right on. So STEM Academy out in Western Licking County, and I'm going to talk to Kendra O'Reilly about this. This is big. I mean, STEM education is big. And the fact that the Girl Scouts have funded this and have opportunities to go, I mean, I can't think of a better opportunity.
We opened our STEM Center at the end of October, and it is in Western Franklin County. It is the largest Girl Scout owned and operated STEM center in the United States.
Wow.
And we are providing science, technology, engineering, and math programs for girls to explore career opportunities and learn more about those STEM fields and just in general. Different activities include this past weekend we did, we're doing this coming weekend called Project Artemis.
Okay.
Where the girls will be doing space science activities. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a little cloudy, so they won't get to view the stars, but we have some other activities related to learning about the stars and the planet.
Yeah, and so, you know, because the scouts that are here, Cooper and Kendra, I mean, have been in the scouts for a long time. Have you seen that change over time where, it seems like, because my son was a Cub Scout, Boy Scout, Eagle Scout, and all those things, and early on it's kind of about fun and learning about being in a group and, you know, selling the cookies and those kinds of things. But it really seems like scouting has taken on much bigger aspirations. I mean, you know, you're now STEM training, opening young ladies' eyes to different career paths. It's important work.
It is important work for our Girl Scouts to learn about different careers. As they're in the younger ages, like our Daisies, when Kendra and Cooper started way back when to them, it is about making friends and learning how to operate in a group and just kind of try some things in Girl Scouting. And as they get older, Kendra and Cooper, I'm sure, can share that they are learning more specific activities, a little bit more maybe daring, like their Mad Mud Challenge. There's some challenges in that course that some girls may be afraid to do. I've seen their troop encourage them, help them complete those tasks as a team. And those are the kind of things as they get older that we want them to learn, teamwork. And let them explore careers, things that they may not be exposed to in school or at home.
Right on, right on. So, Cooper, I got to ask, you know, you've talked about the Mad Mun Challenge and, you know, staying in the malls and all those things. What's been the most fun, in your years in Girl Scouts, which, again, is more years than I can imagine, what's been the number one most fun thing that you've done?
I think that would have to be, like, the mall lock-in, because you can just get locked inside of a mall till like 5 a.m. and basically buy stuff because like some stores are open but some aren't. And it's like really fun because you can hang out with your friends and like just get a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Kendra, same question for you. What's the most fun thing you've done?
I like the mall lock-in too, but my favorite mall that we've been to, because it changes every year, the mall changes every year. I've liked going to Polaris. It was very big, and there was like a food court and a ton of different stores you could go to.
Okay, so I like the fact that you're identifying on food. All good. Now, maybe a harder question in your Girl Scouting experience, and I'm back to Cooper on this. What do you feel like you've learned? What's a take home? If you were going to talk to a young lady about joining the Scouts, I mean, the fun stuff, sure. But what do you feel like you've learned as a part of being in the Scouts?
I've learned how to be like an entrepreneur and like how to just like have fun and be myself.
Okay, that's cool. What about you, Kendra?
Well, I've learned a lot of stuff. I've learned a lot of outdoor skills that I wouldn't have known if I wasn't in Girl Scouts. I've also learned a lot how to work with younger girls recently in the Girl Scout industry.
So you're kind of like mentoring. You're kind of like learning how to take somebody under your wings and kind of mold them and teach them about culture and things like that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So, I mean, we're talking cookies. So when you're out selling cookies, do you propose a favorite? Do you say, this is my favorite, this one's selling great, so if you want to go with the trend, this is the one? Or you just say, take your look and pick what you pick?
So I like just leave it up to them. Mm-hmm. But if they're unsure what to buy, like, I'll give them like little sale pitches.
Okay. So hit me with one of your sales pitches.
Well, with the trefoils, you can like dip it into your coffee or like put Nutella on them because they're shortbread cookies.
Nutella?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Are you a kind of lead them down the path that you want, or you just let them pick what they pick?
Well, this year, this is the last year for the s'mores cookie.
Mm.
So I'm like try and sell that more because it's the last year, and it'll get them to buy more s'mores cookies.
And that wry smile, I like that. So is that your favorite? Do you like the s'mores?
My favorite is actually the Adventureful. It's like a crunchy brownie cookie, and it has like sea salt and caramel on it. Mm. I really like it.
Mm. How long have they been making that one?
It's the newest one that we have.
Okay. Cooper, what's your favorite?
My favorite is the Samoas, which if you like coconut, that's the one to go for.
Knuckle bump on that one right there. Boom. That's the one. And we can say that because Dave's not here. Dave hates coconut. I don't get it. It's one of the wedges that drives between us. But the Samoa, I mean, phenomenal. So, again, Kendra, before we part ways, cookie sale is on till the middle of March. So there's plenty of time. But for folks that are anxious, if I order today, do I have to wait until March when that big truck and that massive minivans comes in?
If you order today, you have to wait a little bit, but not until March. Deliveries will start around the 3rd and 4th of March. So by Thanksgiving, wrong holiday, by Valentine's Day, you will be seeing our girls out at the stores doing those booth sales.
Okay, I got you. So that's the thing. I mean, some people like to buy from their own specific scout, but it's nice to know that you're out in the community. And again, the cookie finder, walk me through again. How do I use the cookie finder to get cookies to my house?
Visit gsoh.org, our website. Click on cookies, and there's a right at the top, find cookies.
Find cookies. I love it. I love it. Well, Cooper, Kendra, a delight. Absolutely wonderful. I wish you success. Before we let you go, how many more years is it until you're done? I mean, are you a Girl Scout for life at this point?
Well, you can be, but because like if you're a leader, then you're technically a Girl Scout for life.
Mm-hmm.
But the end is when you finish high school.
Okay. So you can be a Girl Scout through high school. Mm-hmm. You think you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Same for you, Kendra.
Yeah, I think I'm really enjoying Girl Scouts, and I think I'm going to do it through high school.
Well, I can't imagine two better leaders for our young ladies. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for being open and talking. I hope it wasn't scary at all.
No.
Good. Great experience, Kendra. I hope to see you again next year.
Okay, we will see you.
Absolutely great. So we're back at it Monday. Dave will be back, and I'm sure there's going to be some national title college football talk, Notre Dame perspective, Ohio State perspective. Hope you'll join us 9 o'clock Monday, Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 107.7.
Want some more great country?
Let's not beat around the bush.
Oh, you got that right.
Prepare for takeoff.
Here comes more of the all-time greatest country
on Buckeye Country 107.7.